Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
And it says, hi Niall, can you please discuss a very sensitive topic? And although it may sound a little bit funny, it's really upsetting to me. We have three children, which is one more than we actually planned, and we're both in our mid-30s. I've been asking my husband to get a vasectomy since our last baby was born 4 years ago, and he keeps avoiding the topic. I even went as far as making an appointment for him twice, but on both occasions he cancelled the appointment, saying he was too busy in work. My coil needs replacing this year, and I've told my husband that I don't want to get it in again, as it plays havoc with my hormones, and I just want my life back. Also, I took the pill many years ago, and I found I put on weight, so I can't go down that route again. He seems to think that contraception is my department and my responsibility, and he won't even entertain the idea of condoms. I'm so upset by all of this that last week I just asked him to sit down and talk to me about his fears of getting a vasectomy. He started telling me that his mate got it, and he got an infection, and he was sore. And then he had the cheek to say, and I quote, what happens if we ever split up and I meet another woman and we want kids? It's just too final. Let me tell you, when he said that, I just lost it and said, get out of my sight. The following day, he apologised and we're kind of talking again now, but he hasn't mentioned vasectomies again since. And I just know I'm going to have to get the coil again because it's driving me mad. Why are men so reluctant to get it done is the question she's asking. And of course, that would help the world population to reduce it. And by the way, I personally believe that vasectomy should be available free of charge. Just like that we're making contraception available free of charge for a certain demographic, we should make vasectomies free of charge for a demographic of men between the age of 30 and 60 years of age. Well, forever maybe. So realistically, should they be free of charge? Yes, they should. You have to pay. It's about 400 to 500 quid unless you have a medical card. But here's the thing. Why are men so reluctant to get it done? I want to talk to both men and women today in relation to vasectomies, because I'll tell you why, more so women. Because women seem to be the ones who make this decision. It's very rare that a man will make a decision, I think I'll go and get a vasectomy. That just doesn't really happen. It's normally their wives or partners say, listen, you need to go and get a vasectomy. That's normally what happens, because women are more sensible about these decisions. But he does have a point, although he wound her up by saying it, he does have a point, because 4 in every 5 marriages won't last more than 25 years. They're the stats. So realistically, he has a point. He may, and the likelihood is, he will end up with another woman at some point in his life. And he may want to have children with her. And that's pretty final, isn't it? Whereas at least with contraception, you can stop taking it. Now, they don't have a male version of the pill at the moment, but they will very soon. I'm sure if they did, maybe he would take that. I don't know, maybe he wouldn't bother. The number's 087-188-0008. 087-188-0008. The question is, why are men so reluctant to get a vasectomy? I'd like to know, have you had a vasectomy? Did you get one? Do you regret it? Are you glad you got it done? Maybe put other men's minds at ease that it's not as bad as they think. And would we ever have any regrets? I know there are people out there who've had a vasectomy and their marriages broke up and they ended up with somebody else, and unfortunately, they can't have a child. Well, there is a reversal you can get done, but it's not very successful. Not always. Sometimes it'll work, sometimes it won't. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Why are men so reluctant to get a vasectomy? And I want to hear from both men and women, because women tend to be the decision makers when it comes to this. Amelia, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Amelia?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Why do you think men are so reluctant to get this done?
Well, I suppose it probably defines their masculinity in their head.
Okay, I see.
You know,
that.
Because, yeah, it's so final for them.
Mm.
You know, it's like, oh, this is the end of my youth. I'm not going to be able to father any children. And it's like, obviously, it's genetically programmed into them to reprocreate. That's what they're, you
know. To reproduce, yeah.
Yeah.
Spread their seed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, I just think, because she's talking about the coil and all this jazz, but I've never, ever taken contraception in my entire life. And I've never accidentally gotten pregnant. Now, I have been with my partner for 22 years. So, well, no, I lie, because the first one was a surprise.
Okay, all
but
right.
That's when I was a baby and I didn't understand my cycles. But I have never gotten pregnant unwillingly since.
So you use natural forms of contraception, i.e. What do you use, an app, by the way? I know there's a lot of apps.
I use an app.
Yes.
Yep.
So that tells you when you're ovulating and
yeah,
when you're
and
not.
Like, to be fair, there's only like 4 days, maybe 5 days in every month that you can get pregnant. So, you know, you,
do you
can,
not,
you can
I know,
regulate
I,
yourself.
I had a mate of mine, right? And he was going out with a girl. And I said, I remember going back years ago, because he'd already had a child out of wedlock, right? Or a child out of a relationship, so to speak. And it, that he was maintaining and going back and forward to court with. And he met this other girl. And I said to him, now, Jesus, I said, don't make the same mistake again that you made before. And he says, oh, no, she's grand. She has one of these apps on her phone. And I said, really? And he went, yeah. 2 months later, he tells me she's pregnant. So I, you know, I don't know how accurate, well, not how accurate they are, but how reliable that system is comparison to, say, the coil. I maybe you would know the stats better than I would.
Well, I don't know any stats, but I just know that you, it can be done. And I don't know if I would trust doing it out of a proper relationship.
See, the problem is, in that 4 days, and by the way, if there's little small ears in the car listening today, we are talking about some level of adult conversation here, right? But if, but if, let's say you're using the app, right, and it tells you when you're ovulating, so you're saying it's roughly 4 days, depending on the woman, you're roughly 4 days
in the month.
Where you have
you
to...
should know your cycle. But, well, I'm 40, so I pretty much know my cycle.
Okay, so you have to abstain for those 4 months, right? Or do other things. Okay, so 4 days, to say. 4 months, could you imagine?
Yeah.
four days, right? But what happens if, you know, like there's a drink taken and people are in the mood and they can't resist the temptation, and whereas at least with contraception it's always there, so it doesn't matter when you do it.
Well, I mean, are any of them properly safe? I mean, they're not. Even the vasectomy isn't 100%.
Well, they say
like,
it is once you have
the
test afterwards.
Who got pregnant after he had a vasectomy, and they were like, what?
Yeah, what do they call the baby? Houdini.
yeah.
I mean, it's really unlikely, once you've gone through a proper vasectomy and had the tests afterwards to make sure there was no sperm, it's unlikely that you're going to get pregnant. But in saying that, it can happen. I'm sure it's, you know, one in 999,000 or something. I don't know, a very small amount. The same, the coil.
Yeah.
The coil is very reliable. You know, I mean, it's 99% point, whatever it is. The unreliable one is things like condoms. They're kind of unreliable.
I just don't think women, in my personal opinion, I just don't think we should put abnormal hormones into our body. We just don't know what they do to us. So I know there's loads of studies and it's safe and everything. In my personal opinion, I just don't want my hormones affected by an outside.
No, and I can appreciate that. And I know the coil and the pill can have adverse effects on women.
Yeah.
In relation, particularly the coil in relation to hormones. But stay there for a second, because I want to go to Dave as well. Dave, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Dave? You had a vasectomy?
I did. I had a vasectomy back in September 2010.
Right, okay. And what age were you at that stage?
I'm now 46. I'm
34. 34, okay. Same as this chap. Mid-30s, okay. So why do you think, I mean, if you listen to what Amelia says, she says men generally won't get it done because they think it affects their masculinity and their virility. Is that true?
Yeah, well, Michelle, no. Well, look, it is in your head. Whatever you want to believe in your own head, is that's what you want to believe. That's what goes on in people's heads. People believe right from wrong, wrong from right. So it's up to yourself, whatever your beliefs are. Mm. The only reason I got it done is because I'm 34. I was 34 at the time. The youngest was 3 years of age at the time. Instead of the whore, she wanted me more. She was like, no, I'm going to go and get a snip and get it out, done and out of the way. And she's like, where you get the snip? She said, because the last thing I want to do is, when I become 40 or 45, is to get you pregnant and then be pushing a buggy at 60. No, I want to enjoy me life. Like,
yeah.
Raise me kids. Like, I have a 26-year-old son. I'm only 46. I have a 25-year-old daughter. I have a 17-year-old son who's 18 now next. Actually on Friday, and I have a 14-year-old daughter who's 15 this year, so like, I don't need any more kids.
Yeah, in ten years' time, you're done. They're all grown up and gone.
Yeah, sure. Like, my 18-year-old is not there. My 25-year-old is not there. My 26-year-old, it's the only see you when you're looking for money, have you?
Even at that stage now. Yeah.
So, said,
and by the way, I mean, you're in an unusual situation that it was your suggestion, because from what we've read in research and the stats, it's normally the woman's suggestion that will say to the man after the last baby, listen, we've had three, we don't need any more, you better go off and get those tubes tied.
Yeah, it's probably because it's coming from them, they feel like it's different.
My brother's the same, though. He thinks the woman has to do it. I said, well, you see when you're pushing the boogie around now when you're 60. And he was, well, 60? I said, yeah, at 60, you'd be able to raise a smile. never mind the pussy.
And Dave, just, I don't want you to go step by step through it, but were you nervous getting it done?
No, because I wanted it done.
I know, but when you, on the day of the actual procedure itself, were you nervous?
I was apprehensive because I never seen the procedure done. Obviously, the way YouTube and things, Google is there, you can nearly see these step-by-step videos now. You have them of everything these days. I wouldn't be surprised if it was actually...
Well, that's the last thing you want to be doing is looking at it before you get it done. Yeah, but go on.
Yeah, well, I got it done. The only thing that I did get a bit worried about, when I was lying there in the chair and the man takes out this cut, like the girls use for curling their eyelashes. That's what he took out, and he clamped it around one of the little men, and next minute he just took it to a hot, white or to a stick or whatever into it.
Yeah.
And I just seen smoke coming up. Then I got nervous. So I was like, what the hell?
So all your opportunities to have children went up in flames.
All the men are listening are going, I'm never leaving.
I know, Amelia. Do you see what we're doing here today, do you?
Yeah.
Dave is a great advertisement for vasectomies.
If a man should get it done at the end of the day, if he doesn't want to have any more kids.
Yeah.
But if he wants to have more kids and the wife doesn't, well, that's another conversation I think they need to have separately.
But you see, she lost... Now, here's the thing. Let me just come to this bit and I'll ask Amelia about this as well. Amelia, like, she lost the head when he said, and she said, I quote... What happens if we ever split up and I meet another woman and want to have kids? It's just too final. Now, I suppose he was being honest, right? He probably shouldn't have said that. That's a slap in the head. But he probably shouldn't have said that. But he was being honest because statistically, people don't stay together.
Yeah. And you said 25 years and we've been together 22 years. Oh, dear.
Yeah, well, no, by the way, if you're together 22 years, wonderful. I'm delighted for you, by the way, and you're still happy.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, as we said, I have two older kids now, and they were next year for the month.
Yeah, but what happens if you split up from your missus, Dave, and you meet somebody new, and she's the younger model, and she wants children? What are you going to do then?
Well, she can chuck on down the road. And I've no problem with telling
Dave, that's the wrong answer. If your missus is listening to the radio, you should have turned around straight away and said, I'm not meeting anybody else.
The wrong bet. Put it this way, I'm the wrong bet if you want kids. And if you want kids, sorry, I don't. I'm 46. I want to see the world. I want to start enjoying me life. My kids are nearly raised. My daughter's, as I said, she's 3 years away, by then. Well,
even
I want more kids and put more pressure on myself.
Yeah, but hang on, because Amelia, it is a fair argument, although one that you maybe shouldn't bring up in that way, that, you know, there's a possibility. Everybody has a possibility of splitting up from their wife or their husband or whatever it is. It's just life that you fall out of love. And you may meet somebody else who might want to have children with you. So that is always the fear, isn't it, that men have too?
Yeah. And I mean, women have a time limit, so let's be fair, and men do not.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's probably why we kind of push for the men to take care of it rather than, you know, but I think he said that out of anger. I don't think he literally meant it, you know.
Maybe he did.
Oh, maybe he did. I don't know.
Well, it sounds like he meant it.
It does, yeah. Dave, no adverse effects after the vasectomy. No, Dave, no adverse effects afterwards.
No, there was soreness. I won't lie. There was soreness. There was swelling down there. And always make sure you're wearing underpants, not boxers, after you get it done. Because if you sit on one of them, you won't know about it.
Oh,
believe
God.
Me.
Okay, well, stay there because I want to go to Derek as well. Because Derek, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. How you doing, Derek?
Morning, Niall. What's going on, man?
Good. You got yours done too. You got yours seen too as well.
Yeah, in November 2019, I called it a goodbye day treaty.
Right. And whose idea was it? Was it yours or was it hers?
Oh, mine.
Now, are you sure she didn't suggest it and you're just being nice?
100% mine, no. Because
maybe she did in her wily ways.
Oh, yeah, hints.
Yeah.
You had your same, Mary, so you can do the same. And no wonder he just said maybe in his mouth disappeared to somebody else. Anyway, so yeah, it was my idea.
Okay, and I mean, what was the main reason behind it, apart from not having any more children?
The main reason was because I already had 3 children and I didn't want to have any more.
Okay, and how old were you then, did you say? 2019.
42 at the time.
42.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's a decent age, isn't it? I mean, for women, even that's getting close to menopause or not having children anyway. But back to the argument of, you know, you might meet somebody else in the future.
Yeah, I have.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, right. So, oh, explain. Oh, so you weren't with the wife anymore?
No, I wasn't married. The mother of my children, no, we split up, and that was my decision to make because I'm not one of these, like, have loads of children with multiple people all around the place.
Right, okay. So you basically said to yourself, I'm finished now, I'm split up, I'm now going to get a license to trill.
Yeah, well, in a sense. And plus, like the other guy was saying there, Dave, like, I don't want to be dealing with nappies. Like, I'll deal with them when I'm older for myself. That's about it.
And your new partner or girlfriend or whatever it is, are you married or getting married again? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, so is she younger than you?
Yeah, a couple of years.
Okay, and does she maybe want to have more children?
No, she has two of her own. She doesn't want any more either.
Right, okay, so that's, well, once you're both in agreement, I suppose that's the main thing, isn't it?
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, but you could have met somebody younger who wanted children.
Yeah, well then, they're going to need to meet somebody else then. Just like Dave was saying, I can't be going down that route.
Right, okay. So why, I mean, is Amelia right in what she said at the start of the show that men are reluctant to get it done because they think it makes them less of a man or something like that? Or less masculine?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what kind of relationship she has with her husband that he feels like he's a man.
Yeah, but I mean, did you feel any different after you got it done? Do you think to yourself, oh, well, I can't reproduce now. I'm not a real man.
Well, no, because, like, statistically, any average male produces enough sperm in 2 weeks to fertilise every woman on the face of the planet.
Right. That's a dreadful statistic, isn't it? And as we speak, by the way, I'm watching the world amateur clock on the screen in front of me here. It's now at 8,034,000. It's gone up another 1,000 since we started the show.
Me and Dave definitely aren't adding to that statistic.
Yeah. So you won't be adding to that statistic.
We're trying to cull the population of children. It's not that we're too old, it's just that too many young people around.
Right, okay, but yeah, we have to have young people around, obviously, going forward. But in saying that, would you advise men to get it done? Or do you think you should wait till a certain age? Now, I know you can't get it done under 30. You're not supposed to anyway. Most doctors won't do it under the age of 30. But would you say to men to wait till you're 40, till you're mature enough to make that decision?
Well, I don't know about anybody. According to women, men never mature, so we'll never be able to make that decision on our own.
Mm.
So that's why some need a little bit of encouragement. Look, not everybody's cut out for it, pardon the pun, and not everybody's got the balls for it, pardon the pun. But look, if it's for you, go for it. If it's not, don't.
And did you have any adverse effects afterwards, or were you happy enough on the day?
And keep the underpants with you because you can't be sitting on one.
Right. So there's a degree of swelling, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, I got the doctor to leave the swelling and just take away the pain.
Right, okay. And how long did the pain last for?
Maybe a couple of days, if even, max.
Right, okay. And you were back playing tennis 2 days later, were you?
Yeah, but I wasn't playing as the ball boy anymore.
I get you. And then obviously you had to go back, after a period of time just to make sure everything has worked.
Post back a sample, that's all you got to do.
Oh, you posted back?
Yeah.
Oh, right. That doesn't sound like... Somebody has to handle that then. The postman or somebody has to handle that.
It's in a nice sealed envelope. It's all clinically, surgically sealed. Yeah.
Right, okay. And that just makes sure there's nobody left.
Yep.
Right, okay. Okay. And how long did that take? How long did that period of time take?
It was about maybe 6 weeks later that you have to send in. 6 or 8 weeks later, you send in a sample to make sure everything is all good.
And then you get the all clear and you're good to go.
Yeah.
Okay. And it didn't affect... I suppose for a lot of men, what they're thinking, I suppose, and they want to hear reassurance of it, it didn't affect the performance, did it?
No.
Okay. Okay.
But it's just like Jimmy, like myself and Dave now, we're like Christmas trees now at the moment. Like our balls are just for decoration, but you're here.
All right. Thanks for that. All right, listen, thank you, Dave. Thank you, Derek. Thank you, Amelia. We want to hit more calls to this. The number's 087-188-0008. Why are men so reluctant to get a vasectomy? Also, in relation to the cost of a vasectomy, people want to know how much it costs. It varies from place to place, anywhere between 350 and 500. I think there's two different procedures. One has less pain. The adverse effects last less than the other. I think it depends on how much money you have. If you're on a medical card, as far as I know, you can get it free of charge. But the question I am asking as well on my Twitter account, and it's Niall Boylan, if you go to the Twitter account there, I'm asking, we have a poll going, and I'm asking, should it be available free of charge from the HSE, just like contraception is for women of a certain demographic? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. And also you can go to my Twitter account, as I said there, Niall Boylan, and you'll see there's a poll up there. So far, the majority of people believe it should be available people for free. But let me get back to the actual idea. And the reason we're talking about it is we have an email from a woman who says the men are reluctant to get it done. Dan, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing?
Hi, Niall. How we doing?
Good. Now, only recently, Dan, last Thursday you got it done.
Thursday, yeah. Not even a week.
Oh, so you're fresh out of the hospital. So, whose idea was it?
My own.
Okay, because I'm hearing this from men today, but the last time I spoke about it, they were saying they were kind of pushed into it by their missus, you know?
Yes, I think that's kind of more of an older idea. Like a lot of my friends now, I have a few friends who've had it done and who are contemplating getting it done, and it's all their own decision. I made the decision myself. I'm 39, I'm 40 now in 4 weeks.
Okay.
But I made the decision probably about 15 years ago, and I kind of put it off. And I decided, right, just before I have a new partner, I got married there in September, and we have both decided that neither of us want children. There could be complications.
Yeah.
We don't know, but I just said, right, it's easier for me to get it done than for her to get anything done, because over here they refuse point blank to even think about
sterilization
for women.
Well, sterilization is a different situation because it's essentially surgery. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not day ward stuff, so it's a bit more complicated. And certainly it's less reversible. At least with this, it is reversible. Although not very successful.
Not my one. Now, I actually went in and I asked them to make it. I actually asked for the irreversible one. So what they did was they actually, instead of just pinching off the lines or cutting the lines, and they've actually cut the lines, taken a section out and cauterized both ends so they can't actually fuse back together.
Because
so
that's a thing. I know that can happen on very rare occasions. Yeah. Human nature being what it is in the body, they heal and they actually join back up together sometimes.
They can happen. And I wanted to make sure that was not an option, that was not a risk.
Okay, did you get it done? Well, obviously you got it done privately unless you're a medical card holder. Did you get it
done? I had to get it done privately. I went to my GP and I was put on the list for the local place here in Drogheda. They put me on the list. I got a letter with my appointment date, and then I got rescheduled, and I haven't heard that back, and that was over 4 years ago. So I decided, just before COVID hit, actually, I had made a call to go privately, and then COVID, so I couldn't get the appointment, so I made another call there just when I came back, and I got done last.
And how much did it cost, by the way? What was the cost?
There's two appointments. One consultation to make sure that you're 100% happy with what you're doing. That was, I think, 180, and I think the whole lot altogether came to just under €600 in the private clinic.
Okay, depending on the clinic, anywhere, as I said, between 400 and 600, depending where you go to get it done. So it's not cheap, by any stretch of the imagination. And it's quite a short procedure. It only takes about 15 minutes, from what I believe. And afterwards, the side effects afterwards, were you sore for long?
I'm still a wee bit sore now. Like you say, that it was a short procedure. I was booked in at 8:30. I think we started at 8:25, and 9:05, I made a phone call to get picked up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's quite quickly.
Very, very quick, very quick. Not painful. Just a local anaesthetic. Now you can actually feel the movement, but you can't actually feel any of the pain. But as you know, I'm six days after it, and I've only a small bit of swelling, but I do have a bit of an ache. But I'm going into work today, so
right, okay. So what do you say to this lad who said to his wife in the heat of the argument, "What happens if we ever split up and I meet another woman and want kids? It's a bit final." See, in your situation, you met a woman who didn't want children, or you didn't want to have children together. And that's fine. But what would have happened if, as you said, you've thought about this before you met her? What happens if you had got it done, you met her, and she wanted to have children? You could have left yourself in an awkward situation then, couldn't you?
Personally, that would have been a deal breaker. Any girl that I've met over the years, I've said to them out straight. On our first date or second date or online, wherever we've met, I've said out straight, if you want kids, I'm the wrong guy for you. I've just been upfront about it.
Yeah.
So I was in a relationship 10, 12 years ago with a lovely girl who actually had a child, and it ended badly. And that's another reason why I said I don't want to have kids, or I wouldn't be into a relationship with somebody who has kids, because it screwed me over personally. And
from an emotional point of view, yes, I get. Yeah.
Yeah, raise the child for 3 years and then
It's all over. Yeah.
No, so I'm like, no. Then you've got the other part of it. Saying that if they break up, I think your man deserves a bit of a slap in the mouth. That's kind of rude to say to his missus. But the other part of that is, if, God forbid, anything ever happened and his wife or partner passed away, well, then he may want to move on. You know, in that sense, yeah, if he wants to get a reversible one, by all means, but don't come out and say, oh, what if I break up with you and I want to go off with somebody else and I want to have kids down the line? That's just rude.
Yeah, but the problem with the reversible one, okay, they say it's reversible, but the success rate of the reverse is not great. That's the problem. So, I mean, you can get a reversible one where you can get the tube essentially blocked. They pinch it or they block it somehow. I don't think they put it.
They actually loop it and put like a little sleeve over it. Yeah.
But it's not always reversible. The reversing procedure is not always successful, unfortunately.
That's true. But look, that's a
risk you take. Yeah. Okay.
You know, it's one of those things.
Okay. Well, stay there because Lorenzo, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How you doing, Lorenzo?
Well, good night. How are you?
Good. Now, Dan just got his done last Thursday, but you don't see the point in the vasectomy.
No.
Well, I mean, Honestly, I see the point in it, all right, but what do you mean by you don't see the point? The point is he doesn't want to have any more kids.
Well, use a condom. See, there are other methods instead of doing that, so I don't know why. I mean, honestly, I've never heard so many times vasectomy in humans before coming to Ireland. So I don't know why it's an Irish thing or an English, and you brought it from England. But I mean, in Italy, we don't say it. We don't talk about this because we use condoms.
Condoms aren't 100% reliable, and they can break. Then they can cause accidents quite often. Mm. So,
well, it's 99.9%.
I don't think they're that reliable. I think it depends on the user, Lorenzo. You know, and the problem with condoms is, generally speaking, you are right. Condoms are extremely reliable. But unfortunately, it depends on the user. So if the user doesn't bother or the user doesn't do it right, unfortunately, you can end up in a situation where somebody gets pregnant. So, you know, it's like wearing masks. Do you know this whole thing about the study during COVID, masks give protection, but the majority of people didn't wear them properly or were fingering them with their hands and all sorts of things. So in saying that, only when used correctly. I'm looking, it says here, when used correctly, every time you have sex, male condoms are 98% effective when used correctly. But that's the key line, when used correctly. In a moment of madness, you may forget to, you know, take it on, put it on in the moment of passion. And that's the problem. Whereas with a vasectomy, at least you don't have to worry about that aspect of it.
They also
have to fit right properly as well.
I'm going to be a bit... I mean, that's probably Cabin Blood being in there. The financial side of it as well. Over the lifespan, over a couple of years, if you're having a regular sex life and you're using condoms all the time, they're not cheap.
No.
20 cents is not cheap.
Ah, come on. Where are you buying them? In deals or something, isn't it? I don't know. I mean, with the greatest respect, Lorenzo, you don't... If you want to enjoy your sex life, and I'm not going to go into too much in the daytime radio, but you have to buy a reasonable quality condom.
Exactly. eBay. I'm not joking.
I don't know if I trust anything from eBay.
Of course.
But Lorenzo, what's wrong with it? What, I mean, how many
the
children?
High brand, not the small brand.
Okay, many children have you got, Lorenzo?
One.
Okay, and how old are you?
37.
37?
Yeah.
Okay, are you planning on having more?
Nope.
Okay, well then what's
not
the...
Not for the moment.
Not for the moment?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Well, it's not my decision, it's my wife's decision.
It's your wife's decision?
Yeah.
Is it not a mutual decision?
Kind of, but due to the fact that we had severe problems with this child, it's her decision.
Oh, okay.
She nearly died.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah.
So, it's not that I don't want or I want. At the beginning we were saying that we were looking for probably two. But at this moment, I stepped back and said, you choose, because it's not, I didn't.
Okay, let's say in the next 5 years, you both come to a conclusion that, look, we're okay with one. We don't want any more children.
Yeah.
Well, what's the harm in doing what Dan done then? What difference does it make?
Well, it would be the same. What difference does it make in use condoms?
Well,
I don't know. It's just that probably for us it's more use to use condoms. So I don't know why it's just a choice, probably.
But
that I would have no problem.
I would imagine most men in the world would prefer not to use condoms from a pleasure point of view. So, insane. So why would you not want to go down the route where you didn't have to use them?
Don't know. Probably because it's still kind of a surgery.
Too much finality.
So
yeah,
maybe that.
And going back to what Amelia said very quickly before we went to the break, what she said at the start of the show, do you think that it makes you less of a man?
I don't think so.
I mean, because that, Dan, that is the reason a lot of people don't get it done. Men feel it's some sort of interference in their masculinity.
Well, the same reason why pet men owner don't castrate dogs.
Yeah, well, sorry, Dan, what are you trying to say there?
They're saying that, to be honest, I don't know anybody, any of my friends or even the people I've spoken to, the guys who are against it, they still don't, they don't think that it's against their virility or their masculinity. Like, when you look into it, it's nothing to, they're not removing your testes. They're not removing any part of your hormones. All you're removing is your soldiers.
Yeah.
Your genitals are still there. Your hormones are still there. Everything is still the same. It doesn't change it.
The soldiers. I just love the way we talk about this on daytime radio. Well, okay. Listen, lads, thank you very much indeed. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Lorenzo. The number is 087-188-0008. I'm asking you, why are men so reluctant to get a vasectomy? There you go. And Lorenzo said it's not a thing in Italy. They don't talk about this in Italy. I don't know. Maybe another Italian's listening today might disagree with him. But he says, why is it in Ireland and England? They keep talking about the snip all the time. It's very clear that your presenter hasn't the ability to move forward with the progression of time, as he's constantly referring to men having vasectomies. Why does he not refer to people having vasectomies? Because people don't have vasectomies, is the answer to your question. Men have vasectomies. Women have sterilization and they use other forms of contraception as well. But men have vasectomies. People don't have vasectomies. Anyway, let me just go to Ross. Ross, you're in Ireland's Kiss Radio. How are you doing, Ross?
How are you? Nice to talk, yeah.
Nice to talk to you too, Ross. Now, you got a vasectomy quite young.
I did. I was 26.
26? I mean, normally most doctors will say no to you. They just refuse you.
Yeah, well, he did try to talk me out of it, you know?
Yeah, because it's quite young. I mean, they say the mind is not mature, or the brain is not mature till you're 25. And a year later, you're getting the snip. So what made you make that decision? You had two kids already at that stage.
I did. My son was the second child there when he was born for the first year. He probably slept for about an hour and a half every night.
Oh, right. That was tough.
Myself and the wife just couldn't deal with it anymore. So
you said, that was a bit of a rash decision then, wasn't it?
Well, it worked out anyway.
Right, okay. And how old are you now?
48.
Okay, and no regrets?
Absolutely none.
So, and I'm glad you're still happy and with the same woman, I assume.
Oh, yeah, married and all.
Yeah, okay. But what would happen if... I'm God forbid that happened to her. Or, you know, you moved on with your life and separated and, you know, you're still a young man and you met a woman who is in her 30s and she said, I want to have children with you, Ross.
She'd have to find another Ross.
Or get a donation from somewhere.
Yeah. I have a few brothers.
Yeah. So, and by the way, were you worried about it when you went to get it done at 26?
No. I kind of had my mind set, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
I went in and I had a chat with the doctor and he tried to talk me out of it and I explained my situation and he said, if it's really what you want, he says, I'll do it, but he says, I generally don't.
Yeah, they generally don't under the age of 30. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Karen as well. Karen, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Karen?
I'm just wondering, is there any other country in the world that has a radio station that talks about the stuff that's on Niall Boylan? I don't think so.
So, I mean, Karen, you're coming back to what Amelia said earlier on, and you think that men are a little bit wimpy.
They are, yeah. Now, to be fair, any of the men I know who've had it done have wanted to get it done themselves. But I think the ones that where the wife says, oh, will you go and get that? No. No, I won't. I'm a man. No, they're just... Because I don't think it's something my own husband would have got done.
Why not? I mean, you're four now.
Three and my mother-in-law's child.
You have three, because I know you've talked about your mother-in-law's child before. Okay, so you have three children of your own. Would you like more? I mean, I know maybe that's a very rude question to ask a woman, but would you like more?
No. After I had my last one, I had sections on my kids. So when I had my last, I had my tubes removed.
Oh, okay. You've done that. So there's no need for him to do that.
There was no need. But if I hadn't had it done, I don't know that he'd have gotten it done.
But you keep saying to me, and fellas are saying to me as well, like it's not their idea, but even Ross admitted he had a chat with his missus because he wasn't getting much sleep with the baby, which is the wrong reason.
I'm not going to the doctor. I'm not sleeping. Close
I can't get any sleep with the baby. Can you do something and stop this happening again? Ross, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you. I swear.
But to work, you're not sleeping.
I know. So when you say it's generally the lad's idea himself, I don't believe it. I do believe there's pressure from women.
No, but I think when it's the woman that puts the idea forward, it's straight off, no, absolutely not, I'm not doing that.
I do understand it shouldn't always be the woman's responsibility to have contraception, because that can play havoc with the hormones, as the girl in the email said. So I do understand that. But unfortunately, there isn't that many options for men when it comes to contraception.
No, and that's the problem as well.
Mm.
I mean, at this day and age, you think there'd be more options. But would men even take anything? No, we're not doing that. That's for women to do. It's all back to us. It's our problem. We're the ones that get pregnant.
Ross, would you not have just used condoms?
No.
I think that goes back to what you said earlier, Niall.
It is. It's like getting into the shower with a raincoat on you, isn't it? As they say. So Karen, you think that guys... So you do believe what Amelia says, that guys think they're less of a man or something, or they're not as masculine.
Yeah, and I think it's when the woman puts the idea forward.
Right.
If he comes up with it himself, he's a great lad and absolutely worth the wait. But if she puts that idea in his head, no, it's not going to happen. Mm. Like everything else, I can't tell my husband, go out and cut the grass. But if he comes up with the idea of cutting the grass himself, it gets done. You're wired differently, and women need to be more clever about how they broach subjects.
Right. So what? Well, so if there's a woman listening today and she wants her husband to get the snip, what do you think? How should she approach this situation? Do you see John down the road got the snip there? He's great.
Would we have another one? Knowing that he probably doesn't want any.
Right.
And then he'll decide, no, I'm making sure that doesn't happen.
Or do you know what she could say? She could say, do you see, I was talking to Mary there, John down the road got the snip. I believe their sex life is great now.
But then he'd have to go and have the chat then with John down the road to find out, is that the case?
Oh, right, to find out if it's true, like.
Yeah.
I get you.
Yeah. So no, if she just says, I think we should have a couple more, he's going to be like, no, I'm not doing this again. No way.
Right.
And then there you go. Problem solved.
Wouldn't it be lovely to have a little baby in the house again?
Oh, God, no. Can you imagine? They're lovely and all, but if someone else can move into the house here in Rarish, that'd be fine.
You're not going through the whole nappies and the vomit again.
No, but the fact that I'm definitely not having any more, if he wants to go off and have more, that's fine. I'll be sitting in the corner with my glass of Prosecco, wetting myself laughing.
And he can have them with somebody else if you want. Listen, thank you, Karen. Thank you very much indeed.
Real people. Real opinions. Real Talk Radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.